The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Well, today, this is going to be a prophetic viewpoint message. As you can see, the topic of our conversation today is going to be a very interesting one, as we're going to be dealing with is Facebook setting the stage for what we see about in Bible prophecy by some of the new technology that they're presenting. Again, is Facebook leading society to embrace the Antichrist era? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to pull up some, as we always do, we always try to pull up some screenshots here so you guys can follow along with this, give a little bit of a visual with this. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 is kind of going to be our foundation for where we're going with this. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. When the Lord revealed to the prophet Daniel about the time of the end, it's interesting that he tells him in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, the Lord reveals to him a sequence of visions regarding the time of the end. In fact, when you study out the book of Revelation that was written in 95 AD by John the Revelator, both John and Daniel consequently see the same events taking place, whereas John is revealed by the Lord some things that Daniel did not see. For example, in the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, Daniel is told to shut up the words of prophecy and seal the book until the time of the end. Then when you go to the book of Revelation chapter 1, John is told that the things that he would see would be things that would shortly come to pass. Now, what that means is Daniel was told to shut up and seal the book until the time of the end. And then when the fullness of time had come, when that book was finally to be opened, it would, all those things that both John and Daniel saw would shortly come to fruition. And I believe that the things that Daniel saw and John saw are now being opened. Those books are being opened. Those things, those visions that John and Daniel saw are coming to fruition in our generation. Now, having said that, let's go back to the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. I quoted to you the former of this scripture, but now I want to home in on the latter part of this scripture of Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. It says, Daniel shut up the words and sealed the book until the time of the end. Now, here's a major clue, guys, that there would be a generation that would be on the earth that who would be alive and would see the fulfillment of these things that Daniel spoke of. Ready? Here it is. He said, in the time of the end, many shall run to and fro. Now, what is he talking about running to and fro? He's talking about there would be an explosion of transportation, and the means of transportation would supersede that which was in the days of Daniel. For example, they did not have gas powered vehicles. They did not have electric powered vehicles. They did not have aircraft. They did not have these means of transportation to get them to and fro. But God said, in the days that the book of that Daniel coined these prophecies, that he wrote down these visions, that he was shown these future events that John saw as well, he said that when the day would come, when these things would be brought forth, there would be an explosion of transportation means. Okay. Then the second thing he says, and knowledge shall increase, or there would be an explosion of knowledge. So, and guys, listen, I don't think anybody's going to argue with me today that we are not, there's no way that anyone could oppose the general consensus that we are the generation that's seeing all the way from 1947, really, which is interesting, 1947, 1948, even into, we go into the 1967, which, by the way, those two dates happen to be major when it deals with the nation of Israel. One would be when the nation of Israel would be reborn as a nation. The other would be when the nation of Jerusalem, or the nation of Israel and Jerusalem would win a six-day war to regain the capital of Israel. Again, 1948, 1967. But this happened to be also the same time frame that we saw this explosion of knowledge. And let's get into this a little bit farther. When we go to Revelation chapter 11, I believe that when you read this, and I'm going to read this, Revelation 11, 7 through 10, it really gives you a depiction of how increased knowledge will be in the future, in the days that John the Revelator saw the event written in Revelation 11, 7 through 10. Let me read this and then I'll explain this. John the Revelator saw that in Revelation chapter 11, he talks about these two witnesses that will rise in the latter days in the tribulation. They will come when there will be the rebuilding of the temple on earth. And it says that they will be a major, they will play part in this, especially, I believe, one of the witnesses is Elijah the prophet, and he will have a direct role in the rebuilding of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. And while this is happening, it says in Revelation 11:7, when they, the two witnesses, finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them. He will overcome them and kill them. Now listen to Revelation 11, verse 8. Now remember, I want you to keep this in mind, that when this was written, 95 AD, there's no way possible that this next portion of scripture could come to pass unless John saw all the way unto a time frame that we're living in today. Let me show you. Revelation 11, 8. And the bodies of the two witnesses will lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Scholars agree that this is Jerusalem, where also our Lord was crucified. Now listen to this. So their bodies are laying in the streets, right? Look at Revelation 11, 9. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations, plural tense, will see their dead bodies 3.5 days. Now stop. How in the world could this be possible in John's day in 95 AD? There was no television, there was no satellite, there was no social media, there was no internet. It is physically and literally impossible for the people, the tribes, the tongues, and nations to all simultaneously see their dead bodies laying in the streets for 3.5 days. But look at the screen, guys, if you're watching this visually. But now, listen to me, in the time that we are recording this, in 2021, we have satellite technology, we have internet technology, we have social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we have a TikTok, we have all these means to stream live. Consequently, that's what we're doing right now. And most of you are watching this live via by the same technology that we're talking about right now. So guys, listen to me. The point is, now watch, let me finish the rest of this and I'll get to my point. It says that John saw all the way into the future when these two witnesses would be slain by the beast that rises out of the pit. He would kill them. Their bodies would lie in the streets for 3.5 days. And it said, those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. And again, I want to preface this and emphasize something here, that again, the nations, the peoples, the tribes, and the tongues of the world will all see their dead bodies lying in the streets, laying there dead, while the world rejoices, because the world has so gone to hell. The world is so gone to abominations and is so abominable and so wicked. The Bible talks about gross darkness would cover the earth. They have all aligned themselves with the Antichrist, with the false prophet, and with his system, that when these two prophets arise in the time of the end, and their message that goes forth, and listen, and I'm going to say something here that's going to offend some people, and other people will agree with me, and that's okay, because we have a difference of opinions, theologically speaking, and that's okay. But again, the reason why these two witnesses are raised up and they're preaching is because the church has been vacated. The church is no longer there, because Revelation chapter 4, the church has been harpazoed and caught up, and we, the body, the ecclesia of the church, is removed from the equation, removed from the tribulation, and we are in heaven. And God raises up two witnesses that has the ability to call fire down from heaven, has the ability to perform signs, wonders, and miracles, and the ability to slay those who God gives them the power to do so for a period of time. And because they are bringing the truth of the word of God with signs, wonders, and miracles following, because the majority of the world has aligned itself with darkness, and because the church is no longer the restrainer. Oh, I wish somebody would go to the book of Thessalonians and we could really expound and talk about when he who now restrains will do so until he be taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will destroy with the brightness of his coming. But I'm telling you, the spirit of lawlessness is gripping the world, gripping the nations of the world, and gripping the people of the world. And it will be so much so that in the time that this will come to fulfillment in John's vision that he saw of the Lord, the majority of the world has now aligned itself with the Antichrist and his system. That's very important when we move forward on this. And all the technology, listen to me, the technology is now in place for all this and this agenda to come to fruition. Okay, keep in mind what Brother Ricky is saying today, because it's going to get us to the next part. Now, let's shift gears. Go to Revelation 13, 14, and 15. Revelation 13, 14, and 15. When this Antichrist system is in full power and full effect, the Bible says that the right-hand man of the Antichrist, who is known as the false prophet, will come alongside him, come alongside the Antichrist. The first beast, Revelation 13, will align himself with the second beast, Revelation 13, and Revelation 13, 14, and 15, the false prophet will deceive those who dwell on the earth by signs which has been granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, the Antichrist, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast, who shall be wounded by the sword and live. And this false prophet will be granted power to give breath to this image. And this image, whatever this image is, will speak and cause as many who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So again, don't miss it. This image of the beast that is coming, that will be erected, that will be put in place by the people, because the false prophet will command the people to make this image. Now, this image is going to speak and live and cause as many to worship the Antichrist. I believe that the technology that is going to produce this image is all here and available today. Now, having said that, I believe that this recent announcement by Facebook is yet another major precursor and another major wake-up call that the technology that Daniel talked about, that knowledge shall increase and many shall run to and fro. I believe the technology is here, and I believe this announcement, Mark Zuckerberg's recent plans for the transition of Facebook and where it's heading, I believe is an absolute picture of prophetic acceleration to get us to exactly what John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 13 and even Revelation chapter 11. According to the report, Meta, the newly named parent company of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus, has unveiled its, quote, plans for the next stage of the internet. Now, I want you to think about something, guys. If you're older like me, I'm 44 years of age, going on 45 in January. I remember when we had the good old days of before Facebook. We had another social media that came out, and it was short-lived, and everybody jumped on that. What was it? MySpace, I believe that's what it was called. And everybody had a MySpace page, and everybody was excited about MySpace. And then it was short-lived. And then the revolutionary social media platform was launched, which we know now is, of course, Facebook. Okay, I'm going to pull this off here so you can hear me for a second. Facebook was launched. And then, of course, it exploded. Everybody jumped on board. Everybody became a part of Facebook. And so my point is, when that launched, it revolutionized social media as we know it. Whether you like Facebook or whether you don't, it's just the facts, guys. I mean, they're not a multi-billion dollar company for no reason. So my point is, that was the catalyst. That was the point of revolutionary change. Just like when Steve Jobs came up and he introduced the Apple iPhone. It was a revolution in cell phone technology or smartphone technology. It raised the bar. It set the standard. It broke the ice, and it changed everything we know. So let me read this, and then I'm going to expound a little bit more on this. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said during his keynote presentation, again, this just took place at Facebook's Connect conference this past Thursday, that the company now considers itself to be, quote, metaverse first, and detailed its ambitious plans for building out the metaverse, which is a social 3D virtual space where people from around the world can connect. Oh, let's get into this. Quote, as we move beyond what's possible today, beyond the constraints of screens, beyond the limits of distance and physics, and towards, here it is, a future where everyone can be present with each other. Now, again, this sounds amazing. This sounds cool. This sounds great, but let me read on. Create new opportunities and experience new things, he explained, quote, it's a future that is beyond any one company and that will be made by all of us. So what exactly is Facebook's roadmap for creating the metaverse? And what are the company's next steps? By the way, this is from hypebeast.com. So we want to give them credit for this article. Facebook said in its third quarter earnings report that it expects to spend about $10 billion investing in this metaverse expansion and is committed to increasing investments over the next several years. So we're going to scroll down. I want to get to the main point. The company explained in a press release that its plans for the metaverse will feel like a hybrid of today's social experiences that can, quote, sometimes be expanded into three dimensions or projected into the physical world. It's getting weird. All right, let me read on. Quote, this will let you share immersive experience with other people, even when you can't be together. How are they going to do this? Let's read on. And do things together you could not do in the physical world. The company said, quote, we are at the beginning of the next chapter for the internet. Let me say that again. Quote, we are at the beginning. Not the end, not in the middle. We're at the beginning of the next chapter of Revelation. I mean, not Revelation, for the internet. That was kind of a joke because, again, when you read this and you go along with what we were just talking about, guys, you can start seeing this. Now, watch this. Zuckerberg wrote in a letter that the next social platform that the company creates will be, quote, even more immersive. So what does Zuckerberg mean? Let's read on. Quote, the defining quality of the metaverse will be a feeling of presence. In the metaverse, here it is, you'll be able to do almost anything you can imagine. You can get together with friends. You can get together with family, work. You can learn. You can play. You can shop. And you can create, as well as completely new experiences that don't really fit how we think about computers or phones today. In other words, it's going to go beyond anything, come on, any technology, any knowledge, or any familiarity that we're accustomed to. Now listen, he went on to say, quote, in this future, you will be able to, now this is the part that gave me chills. Ready? Quote, in this future, you will be able to teleport instantly as a hologram to be at the office without having to commute. You could be at a concert with friends, or you can be in your parents' living room to catch up with them without ever leaving your home. Now, when I read this, guys, now look, don't judge me, but I'm a movie buff. One of my weaknesses, y'all pray for me, is I'm a big movie buff, and I like all kinds of, I like sci-fis, and I like dramas, and I like adventures, and I like all kinds of movies. When I read this, I thought of a movie that had Bruce Willis in it that I watched many years ago. This is an older movie that came out many years ago, and it was called, I believe it was called Surrogates. And the whole premise of the movie was that this company created the ability to for everyone in civilization to have their own surrogate. So what this surrogate was is you could have your own custom surrogate right there in your home. When you felt like it, when you had the money, you could upgrade the surrogate. You could become more beautiful. You could get bigger muscles. You could get more endurance. You could get better skills. You could get better looking. You could get better, more knowledge. You could get more information. So it was like a video game. You start out at a certain level, and as you prospered, as you made more money, then you could invest in your surrogate and make your surrogate to become, you could custom make your surrogate to be, watch this, everything you always wanted to become. If you're fat, you could be skinny. If you're lean, you could be muscular. Come on, ladies. If you're blonde, you could be brunette. If you wanted your body shape to be a certain way, you can have that through your surrogate. Now, where are you at in this? Again, I'm talking about this movie. In the movie, you're sitting here in your chair like this in your home, in your living room, or you could be laying in bed and you have this headset over you, this eyepiece. It's like a virtual headset over you. And it's all about your mind. As you're thinking, it's like a virtual reality. As you in your mind, you're sitting here in your bed and you take your surrogate where you want it to be. So right there laying in your bed, you just think about you getting up, eating your breakfast, getting up, going to get in your car, getting dressed, getting your shower, going to work, punching the clock, having conversations and doing your thing. But it's not really you. The only part of you that's doing this is your mind, will, and emotions, because the physical you is at home in your chair, in your easy chair, or in your bed, or whatever the case may be. But your surrogate is doing all the work for you. This is exactly what I, and of course, what could possibly go wrong, right? And if you watch the movie, everything that you could possibly think that could go wrong went wrong, and it was a total disaster. Again, for all the young people that say technology is great, I don't see anything wrong with this. This would be cool. This would be awesome. Again, what could possibly go wrong if this technology gets into the wrong hands? Hello. Thus, introducing the Antichrist and his system. Now you say, well, that's crazy. Again, I want to read this. Zuckerberg said, think about a future. And by the way, this is what they're creating, guys. This is where we're going. A future where you will be able to teleport instantly. Guys, it's not going to be your physical body teleporting. It's going to be your hologram that will go to work, go to concerts, commune with friends. Oh, and by the way, isn't it just interesting that the timing of this comes when we're being told to socially distance as much as possible, and we don't want to put people at risk to get them infected, and we're losing so many people and jobs because of their stance on certain things, or because they rejected certain things, or because they were terminated for certain things. So how convenient is it that we can just have a bunch of people in some cubicle or some office, or even in the luxury of their own homes, and we can just send them to work without ever having to physically send them to work, because we have their holograms somehow, some way, doing certain functions? Well, I don't believe that's possible. Well, I'll remind you, friend, there was a day when our grandmothers and grandfathers said there's no way that robots would ever replace real workers because they could never do my job. And guess what? They are already doing your job. He went on to say, in this future, now let me read this. In Zuckerberg's letter, he detailed that creating a space where possibilities are endless would mean that some objects no longer need to be physical. Think about how many physical things you have today that could just be holograms in the future. He went on to say, quote, your TV, your perfect work setup with multiple monitors, your board games, and more. Instead of physical things assembled in factories, they will just be holograms designed by creators around the world. Yay! As if we need social isolation more, right? As if we need more addictions. As if we need families to be separate. Listen, you thought it was bad that you can't get families to go out to eat with and to go out and do things with and to be with each other without their faces buried in their phones. Could you imagine the chaos with this? Quote, interacting with these virtual items requires new technological infrastructure like augmented reality glasses virtual reality experiences, or other types of screens, which is part of Facebook's development strategy. Quote, this isn't about spending more time on screens. It's about making the time we already spend better. In addition, Facebook went on to say that its plans to sell its devices at cost or subsidized to make them available to more people. Quote, our hope is that within the next decade, so the next 10 years, the metaverse will reach a billion people, host hundreds of billions of dollars of digital commerce, and support jobs for millions of creators and developers. Now, I want to remind you, when I was putting this together, I thought about this story that came out not too long ago. And we reported on this in another one of our segments. And that was scientists created holograms that we can now touch. Again, scientists recently created holograms that can be physically touched. Now, this picture here is Princess Leia from Star Wars. You remember that? This technology was presented in sci-fi novels, presented in sci-fi movies long before. Now, this is all becoming a frightening reality. So again, what am I talking about, guys? I'm talking about the system of the Antichrist, the system that's going to produce the capability of an image of the beast, the mark of the beast. All this is, the puzzle pieces are coming together slowly but surely. So here's the real question we have to ask ourselves today. And this was an actual headline, Facebook's Meta Reboot. I'm going to give just a second for this to pop up. This is not for you guys watching the replay, but for live. This was an actual article by Todd Spangler. Facebook's Meta Reboot. Listen to the question he asked. Do we really want to live in Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse? Let me ask this question again. Let me ask you guys, do you really want to live in Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse? So here's the defining moment and the ultimate question. When Facebook launched, there was naysayers. That'll never take off. That will never keep afloat. No one will jump on board with that. But it did. Now, here we are, this defining moment. Will this technology, will this endeavor take off? Will it catch wind? Now, again, this is probably not a good question to ask the audience in which we are speaking to today, because most of you guys are spirit-filled. You have knowledge of the Word of God. You understand prophecy. So, of course, you're putting on the brakes and saying, no way, Jose. But I'll remind you that outside of this, the majority of the world, and you and I know this, guys, your kids and their kids are going to open arm embrace this technology. They are going to think it's cool. They're going to think it's awesome. How can I say that? Look at everything else that comes out. Look at every single thing as far as technology that's come out. They jump headlong into it. This is why, and I leave you with this, and then we're going to close with this segment today. I believe with all my heart, listen, either two things are going to happen. This thing is going to explode. It's going to take off, and the majority of the world will embrace this, and it's going to thrust us headlong into the fulfillment, I believe, setting the stage for the Antichrist and his system to be fulfilled. Or it's going to be a major flop, and it's going to be the end of Facebook as we know it. So we'll see. But look, nevertheless, Even if this thing flops, we can see, guys, that technology is in place for the advancement of Bible prophecy. And I will say this again, there will come a day when I believe the majority of the world will gladly worship the image of the beast, number one, and number two, they will gladly embrace the mark of the beast because of the convenience, because of the advancement of the technology, and because of security measures and economy. All these things, all these factors will play in, and it will enable a generation to widely embrace and accept the mark of the beast technology and the system of it, Revelation 13. So again, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this segment. As always, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That is going to be our landing page. That's going to be our main website where you can find us. If you have not downloaded our free app, please do it today. It is available on Android. It is available on Apple. If you're listening to the podcast and not watching this, if you just go to your Apple store or Android store, just simply type in End Time Headlines and download that free app and get it into your hands. If you're watching this by YouTube, by Rumble, or by Facebook Live, under the description section of this video, there is a place that says download our free app. Simply go to that link, click on that link, and it's going to take you, you're going to see the Apple logo or the Android logo, depending on whatever device you have, iOS or Android. Click on that, and it's going to take you right to it. It's simple to download it, get it into your hands, get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective right into your hands. Again, don't forget to push yes to push notifications so you can be notified of breaking news alerts, new podcasts when they're available to watch or listen via the app. Okay, so don't forget to do that. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a source of information, revelation, equipping, and blessing to you on a week-to-week basis, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner because, again, we are able to operate and function out of our partnership and from partners just like you. So if you would like to become a monthly partner, just pray about it. Pray that what the Lord would have you to do based upon your relationship with our ministry and how it blesses you. And you could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, just like it says right there on your screen. If you're listening, just go to endtimeheadlines.org. Go to endtimeheadlines.com and you're going to see a place you can give electronically. Or if you have the app, just do it there. If you wish to get by check or money order, again, you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, just right there on the screen, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, thank you so much. Don't forget on Rumble, YouTube, podcast, whatever platform, if there's a place to subscribe, follow, hit push yes to push notifications so you can be alerted of these new podcasts when they come out. Don't forget to do that. Don't forget to share that. Don't forget to share the link, whatever the case may be, depending on how and when you're watching this. And as always, guys, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. We're going to sign off for this weekend. Until we see you guys next week, have a safe and blessed weekend. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.